yabona njengalinyathelo elihle kakhulu kodwa sike sababona osomabhizinisi abazele kwamanye amazwe bebuya lapha kodwa kungaphumi lutho. So silethemba lokuthi laba ababuyayo sizabona okubambekayo. AbeZimbabwe bake baya eChina kodwa khanya njengami kuyabe kungela lutho esilubonayo njengabantu baseZimbabwe. Nabo kumele babe nethemba elokuthi izimali zabo abazazishiya lapha zizaba safe njalo abazakwanisa ukuthi bazithumele phandle kwelizwe lawo ukuthi sebefuna ukuthi bazithumele phandle.
Uhulumende uyaziqhenya ngokuthi siwalungisa indlela abakwamanye amazwe abangasebenza ngayo umthetho we-ease of doing business nakuthi yikuprotect-a ama-investment abo ukuthi abasoze belahlekele.
Lokho siyakuzwa emaredweni, sikuzwa emaphepheni, kodwa lapha e-ground esikithi uloke kunzima ukuthi umuntu avule i-business lakhe, benze i-business labo ngendlela abangathaba ngayo. Umzekeliso yokuthi khathesi umthetho uyazivimbela abantu ukuthi bathumezele izimali phandle kwelizwe. Besabi externalization kuyafana nemali uhulumende ethi yena sebe lama deals afika $16 billion asikaboni i-economy i-improve ngama deals lawo asikaboni i-investments akhona ukuthi sihamba kanjani.
Sikhangela yona imbali yabo somabhizinisi we-China kuningi asebakulethela ilizwe yini amabhizinisi asazele khona.
Asikaboni ukuthi ama-China amabhizinisi awo asebenza kanjani. Undaba le $16 billion bekulamakampani awo ama-China amaningi kakhulu banobudlelwano nohulumende ukuthi bayenza ama-government projects awakha i-defense college nokunye esikunikelwa imali yi-China. Malutshwane kakhulu amakhulu amabhizinisi ekungawabo a-successful amabhizinisi awama-China.
Ye, ekuqhatsheni abantu-ke?
Lolo ludubo siyawabona emithethwandaba kaningi-ningi ama-China nawo ayi lapha eZimbabwe kuphela, eZambia abantu bayakhonona, eGhana bake baxotshwa babambe abantu ngendlela okumele babanjwe ngayo. So uhulumende waseZimbabwe kumele abe nemithetho futhi ezagcina abantu baseZimbabwe from i-abuse ama-China.